Thursday is the deadline for the Trump administration to reunite families who were separated at the country's southern border because of its zero-tolerance immigration policy. Some of the kids were taken from their parents and sent across the U.S. to various facilities, detention centers, converted warehouses, and shelters. You're listening to KNKX, and Seattle Weekly reporters Melissa Hellman and Josh Kellady recently had a story about one shelter run by Youth Care in Seattle that's holding five kids. They sat down with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick to talk about their reporting.
Josh, let's start with you. What does Youth Care do?
So Youth Care is a local nonprofit organization. Their overarching mission is to serve homeless youth. So they run homeless youth shelters throughout the city. That's just basic beds plus counseling, that kind of stuff. They also have a contract, an ongoing contract that's been renewed several times with the federal government, the Department of Health and Human Services, to house unaccompanied immigrant youth who come across the border at a shelter called Casa de los Amigos in Seattle.
I think it's important to emphasize that this is not a detention facility, right, Melissa?
Yes. So they really emphasized that they were different from what you might see in the news about Walmarts that have a lot of unaccompanied youth in it. So they offer services for the youth. They also have education for them. They allow them time to play. They also connect them with sponsors, either in the area or sponsors who are family members who they can unite them with. And then they also have access to attorneys through KIND, which is Kids in Need of Defense.
Well, can you explain a little bit more about what exactly KIND does?
The Kids in Need of Defense staff and the attorneys, they help these five kids by giving them just a Know Your Rights session. They give them an orientation, and they also keep a close eye on them. Some of the services that KIND also offers is that they contact the parents and they ask them what they would like to happen with their kids. Would they like them to be reunited with the parents, regardless if that means that they have to go to one of the 8 unidentified ICE locations to reunite with them and then possibly be in federal facilities for a while until they go through immigration court, or if that means that they want to have them be sponsored, or if that means that they would like to be reunited, even if it means that they would be deported.
So they're getting help from groups like KIND, and of course Youth Care is housing them. They're being put in an interesting position. Youth Care has come out publicly and quite vocally saying it's opposed to the zero tolerance policy. What were you hearing from them when you guys were interviewing them?
So initially, they were very defensive and hesitant to talk to us. Naturally, they don't want to be associated with kind of more punitive incarceration facilities that have housed unaccompanied immigrant youth and separated youth. We've seen headlines about converted warehouses near the border, converted Walmart in Texas that house separated youth. Youth Care's Seattle shelter is not that. They have come out and publicly stated that they don't support the family separation policy, but they still hold these contracts. They view themselves as kind of good Samaritans within a flawed immigration system. So even though they don't support the policy and they disagree with federal immigration policies and procedures, they'll still house these kids and take care of them.
Through your reporting and following the contracts, you found that Casa de los Amigos wasn't the only facility in the area housing these kids.
There are two other nonprofit facilities that have housed unaccompanied immigrant youth in the Puget Sound area that we know of. One is a Friends of Youth Center in Renton. That is a therapeutic foster care facility, so it's longer term. It's for unaccompanied immigrant youth who need more intensive behavioral health services. There's also a facility in Fife run by Pioneer Human Services. Both of those facilities, their staff denied getting separated youth sent to them via the federal government through the Department of Health and Human Services. But the KIND attorney that we talked to said that they've had at least one come through their facilities over the past couple of months. The reason that they may not know that they have these separated youths is that all these kids come through the same, they get funneled into these centers via the existing contracts, the contracts for general unaccompanied immigrant youth. So once they're separated at the border from their parents, they're classified as unaccompanied immigrant youth. There's no kind of contractual differentiation. They basically find out these kids are separated after interviews and basic casework and stuff like that.
This is a story that has a lot of numbers, but also has a lot of emotion. And you're tracing a path from the border to here in the Puget Sound region. I'm interested in what it's been like reporting on it for both of you. Josh, let's start with you.
It was difficult to even get any comment from HHS. They, in the end, weren't willing to give any details or status update on the kids in Washington State. They were basically just, even local level, kind of local region HHS officials were just parroting lines that the national branch has been giving. So a lot of kind of slowly moving the ball forward.
Melissa, what was it like reporting it out for you?
I really wanted it to be a more character-driven story, just because those are the stories that I prefer to read and to write. But it was impossible with this story. We kept asking if we could have greater access to the shelters. So we got a hard no when we asked if we could tour the facilities or if we could meet any of the kids, which is understandable. They said that they've been through so much trauma and they don't want to disrupt them by having reporters basically just parade around and interview them.
I'm curious to know, and I'm sure listeners are curious to know, Melissa, what happens if the deadline comes and goes, especially with the kids whose parents have already been deported?
That's the really challenging part about it, because we're not sure what's going to happen with them. There were 11 kids in all in the state who were unaccompanied youth who were separated as a result of the policy. There are now seven, as we know of, but it's changing by the day. It's constantly in flux. So if by July 26th, if there's still some youth who haven't been reunited with their parents or who haven't found sponsors, then they might have to stay in these ORR, Office of Refugee Resettlement facilities. When we spoke with the KIND attorney a couple of weeks ago, she told us that half of the kids who are currently in these facilities in Washington, their parents have already been deported. And she just quietly said that she wasn't sure what was going to happen with those kids.
Well, your reporting is appreciated. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
That was Seattle Weekly reporters Melissa Hellman and Josh Kellady speaking with 88.5's Kristen Kendrick. You can find a link to their story at our website, knkx.org.